Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you there.
Yeah.
How's Angie's working out for you?
Well, it was working out pretty well, actually, the first week. And then I was just told something today that I wasn't aware of.
What's that?
That because of what I paid, which was $315,
okay,
I will only get $400 worth of leads.
Okay.
So, which pisses me off, because I wasn't told that in the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like I told them. So, basically, I'm only making a little over what I'm paying,
okay,
and that's it.
Yeah.
So, tell me about getting out of the contract with them.
You send an email, and then you're going to have to, Dan, really, like, once in the email, like, you're going to have to say, hey, it's not working out. Like, are you in a year contract with them? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So just basically say, to whom it may concern, I can't see myself being in a year commitment. That being said, it's just not going to work out. You know, I've seen that, you know, you guys got in trouble with the FTC in the past, right? Because I don't know if you've done that Google, like Angie's FTC, Federal Trade Commission, but they got slapped hard by the government 3 years ago for doing, like, bad business practices, right? And so just be like, just say effective immediately, I no longer want your services. I am, please do not bill me, blah, 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 right? Then the next step you're going to have to do is call your card company and cancel them, like, off of it. You're going to have to tell your card company to block them. That's
okay.
If you don't do that, Angie's doesn't care. They're going to keep trying to bill you.
Right.
And yes, they may try and threaten you. They might say, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But at the end of the day, what are they really going to do? I've had so many people cancel Angie's. But you have to like do it this aggressive manner, or otherwise you're not gonna get out of, like I always say, hell with those guys.
Right.
It's really like that with them.
Well, you know, and I wondered why I wasn't getting any, because I made about $600 the first week. And this week I haven't gotten. I've gotten, three calls, and I can't get through to them once I get the notification. So I don't know how that works, or whether that's just coincidence or what, but if I can't get any more contracts than $400, it doesn't do me any good.
Yeah. I always say Angie's is like a short-term faucet. Because the thing about Angie's is that you're essentially renting your leads. The moment you stop paying them, obviously your visibility disappears completely. But with starting SEO and Google, right, verified, like the pay-per-lead program, and I can talk to you about all that, your presence is now. You're owning your digital real estate. You know, while Angie, you know, they help, you know, you today, our strategy ensures that 6 months from now, you aren't dependent on a third party site to help your, you know, you and your guys to stay busy. So, you know, like obviously, like, you know, with us, we're going to focus on three different areas. Like the first area is we get you on Google, right, in the map section, so West Jordan and all surrounding areas. Right. And then from there, we spend $100 in Facebook retargeting ads, right? So that's the first step. And then we also have a pay-per-lead program. Did I tell you about that, pay-per-leads?
Yeah. You told me it was kind of expensive, though.
What?
Didn't you tell me it was kind of expensive?
Yeah, so the paper leads, let's go back and take a look here. I mean, you get what you pay for, right? You know, but,
right.
I mean, my guys are really good, like, in your handyman, so let me just type in, and let me just see, 84081. So, yeah, so, for instance, that lead for a qualified lead. So if you want the lead, you pay for it. If you don't want the lead, you don't pay for it. So, like, you know how Angie's, like, charges you no matter what? Whether you want it or don't want it, you still get charged, right? Well, Google's different. Google's going to charge you for what they call a qualified lead, okay? So what do they consider a qualified lead? Well, somebody that you actually want. So the only time you get charged on the lead is two parameters. Either A, if you get pricing over the phone, or B, you agree to meet somebody in person. That's the only time you get charged for that lead. Any other time, Google will not charge you.
And how do they know whether I've gone through those parameters or not?
They listen to the call. We have an AI robot that listens to the call.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Again, Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident.
Right.
They know they own the space. Let's put it to you straight, Dan. 93% of people, when they're looking for a business, they go to Google over anywhere else, right? This is why so many people, like, they go to Angie's or Thumbtack or Yelp, right? And you guys are only getting 7% of the market share, right? Meanwhile, your competitors right now, they're on Google. Right? Because that's how, like, people are surviving. Like it used to be, remember back in the day, the phone book was how, like, businesses grew? Then it went to yellow pages.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think it's been for the last, you know, 15 years or so? It's been great. Right? But everybody's been getting, like, sucked into all these different other guys and different other people that tell you, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you your phone to ring and this and that. And, I mean, Andy's has a purpose, like, when you're first starting out. Right. But the problem with Angie's is it's not a long-term play, right? It's not going to get you to where you want to scale. If you want to scale, right, I recommend you do all three levels, okay? But, again, I'm here to help you any which way, okay? I can get you business, right? I can get you a healthy ROI. But if you want to take your business to a level where you're actually making, like, 10 grand a month kind of business, right, you're going to need those paper leads. No doubt about it. And let me explain the differences and all that, okay?
Yeah.
So the paper
lead. I don't want to get to that point because I don't want to work that hard.
Okay. I mean, what's a good level you want to be at? 4 or 5 grand
I'd like
a month?
To make, 5 grand a month would be good.
Okay. How you do that is still with this package I'm talking to you about. Okay.
Okay.
Because my $299 package, it'll get you a good amount of work every month. Right? But it's going to get you everything under the sun. It's a flat rate. It's $299, right, a month, okay? If you want to scale it and, like, actually make 5 grand a month, right, you're going to need to spend a little bit more money than $299, right? Because $299 is only going to maybe get you, what, maybe $1,500, $2,500, maybe, if you're lucky, right? Healthy ROI, right? But it's only going to take you so far. Does that make sense? It's going to take you to half your goal, let's just say, right? The other half of your goal is really getting the paper leads, okay? Because those paper leads, right, like, a really, really good way to really, like, get you to the next level. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what that looks like is this. Let's say somebody calls and you're like, yeah, I really want this lead. Okay? Because obviously you're going to be very picky on those, right? Like, and what that would look like is you would basically talk to the person, ask them a bunch of questions, and you're like, okay, yeah, I'll pay for that lead. Okay. Again, you're going to be super picky on it, right? You're going to be like someone that is like actually saying, hey, you know what? This person, you know, I'll pay for this person. And yes, it's money, but I definitely can turn this into a good job, right? That's the only time you're going to pay for the lead, right?
So okay. So how much is each lead?
Great question. So that lead, that qualified lead, I'm going back here right now. Okay. Let me just see here. Okay. But I just need to check one more thing. So you have liability insurance for the business. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How much do you have, by the way?
$1 million.
Okay. And did you set up an LLC for the business?
Not yet.
Okay. Is it like a...
It's just a sole proprietor.
Okay. So you have like a DBA, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually under my name.
Okay.
The business, and then DBA
on
Thin Ice.
Thin Ice Construction.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. As long as you have that DBA. Okay, perfect. Okay, so what the lead will cost, we go back. You know, us guys know we're not always the best at multitasking. We do the best we can, but now my wife,
yeah.
She can multitask, you know? I don't know how she does
I was told one time that multitasking is impossible.
Really?
Yeah, because all you're doing is doing a half-assed job on two different tasks. You're not doing the quality work on whatever you're trying to do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
is
kind of.
Why you gotta take your time. I'd rather not rush, right?
Right.
And then try to rush. So, yeah. Okay. So, for a qualified lead, if you want the lead, Google's going to charge you $72 for that lead.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's some expense, but that's why you're picky and choosy on it, okay?
Uh-huh.
The only downside to that is once the time comes, after we've done your background check, we show that you have at least $300,000 in liability insurance, we get all the parameters that are needed for it. It's a two-month project just to get your paper leads ready to rock, okay? It's not like I can't just flick the switch on because Google's got to vet you. Because they don't put anybody at the very tippy top of Google without first being vetted, okay?
Uh-huh.
So once we get you vetted and the time comes, right, that's going to be several months down the road, we would sit down and be like, okay, Dan, it's now time to turn on your paper leads, okay? And what happens is Google will make you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So obviously that's a $936 investment, okay? You
uh-huh.
don't have to take all 13 leads right at like the first week or second week or anything like that, but it's like a prepaid account that you got to, you know, pre-purchase the 13 leads, okay? So you'll
yeah.
start drawing from them when you need them, and obviously when you don't need them, you keep it off, okay? So how that works is like, let's say the first week you take two solid leads, right? 72 times
uh-huh.
two, obviously. That's like 144, right? Yeah, there's my math. So $144 you spent, okay? Obviously, you just spent $144. Obviously, you're going to turn
right.
off the leads now, and you're going to work those $244 that you just now spent really, really hard, right? And you're going to make
uh-huh.
sure that that translates into something really, really good to you. You start working it. You start getting paid on one of them. Right? And then you turn it back on, Dan, right? And then you start, you know, taking two more. And a lot of my guys, they kind of teeter-totter on that, and they kind of get their sea legs in that sense on it, and then they take more and more as they see fit. But the cool thing is you can turn it on at any time or off, right, with a click of a button with our app. So it brings all of this together very simply, right, and keeps it very manageable. And we're here to help you, obviously. We're not just going to throw you in the deep end and say good luck to you.
Okay.
So that package will help you scale your business to the next level, like where you are
and,
with $5,000.
And what's the price of that package?
That package, so the first month, okay, runs $549. Okay, that includes you being on the first page of Google. We got a, we don't charge you for the website, right? That includes your call tracking phone number, because we're going to put a call tracking phone number on all your ads, your website, your Google business profile, your Facebook, whatever. It's kind of like when you dial 911, how they know where like your location is. Well, we put this call tracking phone number on everything to see where the lead came from, what area in your area did it come from, so that we can continue to keep making changes and all of us have full transparency to see where the lead came from, right? So that helps us as a business make tweaks and not flying dark here, okay? So, and then $100 in your Facebook retargeting ads. And then out of that package, we have to charge $250. That covers your background check costs and getting all the paperwork together and like getting you approved for the pay-per-lead program. So every month thereafter, it is $299 a month. The only additional cost, obviously, out of that $299 is how many pay-per-leads in addition you take for it. So fast forward, you know, a few months down the road, let's say April, like we'll sit down with you when you are pre-approved. You got to obviously do those 13 prepay, like 13 leads, right? Once you use up the 13 leads, then Google will auto refill that another 13 leads. So if it takes you 2 months to do the 13 leads kind of thing, then Google will auto refill the 13 leads, you know, when it comes time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
So would I have to join the pay-per-leads in the beginning?
No, it's not something you have to do. And it's something I highly recommend because it does take time to get the momentum of those leads to get being turned on. Like I said, it's a two-month project. So, like, people that start with me without it, 98% of them, like, eventually several months later, like, hey, Matt, I want to do those now. And then we got to wait another two more months, right, to get those things going. And so it's kind of like a downfall of, like, having to wait for those to be able to kick in eventually. And so that's why my guys, you know, they start off with the ideal package that I'm talking to you about now, because it focuses on both the short-term and long-term, you know, growth. Because, you know, you will get results on the $299, but is it going to scale your business to where you're making $5,000 a month? No, definitely not, right? And that's me shooting you straight, right? And that's one thing you'll appreciate about me, Dan, is I'm always going to be honest and really like to shoot you straight because I don't have, you know, I have so much business. I don't, to me, it doesn't matter anymore. I have so many clients now. It's like, you know, I don't care. Like, you know, like I don't need a sugar coat is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, you're going to get a healthy ROI on our basic package. But if you want to make $5,000 a month, we definitely got to get those paper leads like in motion, right? Or like it's just not going to get you to that goal, right? It's going to, it'll get you some business. It'll have a good, like, you're going to be making money off that package. But are we going to get anywhere near to what your goal is? Definitely not.
Okay. So for $299, you'll get me on Google.
Yes. And we run $100 of Facebook retargeting ads. The only reason why my first month is $549 is because we got to pay for your background check and all this like work that gets in place, right? That includes your $299 too, right? Your first month. So that's all included in your first month. The reason why is like, again, the background check and all that stuff costs money. So we got to pay for all of that stuff, right? And that, you know, costs, right? In that sense. So, but then the second month it goes down to $299 and then $299 thereafter until we really start getting the you know, pay per leap. So you're just kind of investing into that long-term approach. So when the time comes and you are ready to take those pay per leaps, you're already ready to go, right? You're ready to rock because we've been all working towards that third leg to really add that extra fuel on the fire when you need it, and it'll be ready for you.
Right. I think at this time, Matt, I'm only going to go with the P99.
No, I hear you. Completely makes sense. You know, like, you know, whatever makes, you know, you feel comfortable. But I definitely think, you know, when you think you would want, because the only extra cost is $250, like that covers your background check and getting that done. Like when you foresee you would want to do something like that?
I would say if I can get the leads and get, you know, the jobs like I had last week, within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Or a month, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
Put you in my calendar, you know, for that too. And I always tell people, Dan, look, you always get what you spend, right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of guys, they like, and again, I perfectly understand the reasoning why you want to start with, you know, the $299 package out the gate. Completely understand. But as a guy that's been doing this for a long time, I have some clients, they just want to spend like as little as possible and they only go so far. Right.
Well,
and I have these conversations.
That's not really the reason why I'm doing it this way.
Yeah.
It's because of the money that I need right now.
Sure.
To get going.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And then, turn around. And it, like I said, if I can keep the jobs coming in.
Yeah.
2 weeks to a month, and I'll be paying you the rest of it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I can 100% agree with you on that. Now, to kind of give you realistic expectations, okay, because, you know, that's another thing I really want to stress, okay? The first couple weeks is a lot of, like, programming and getting things put together. Like, we have to establish a foundation. Like, you got to get your website. We got to get your Google business profile established. We got to get your Facebook ads created. That takes us a couple weeks, right? It takes 7 to 10 days just to get your website built, right? So all of these tools are going to get to where we're going to get your phone ringing. But the first couple weeks, right, it's a lot of, like, ramp up, right? And it's a lot of programming. Right. So you will get results your first 30 days, but realistically, the second month is when you're going to see a noticeable night and day difference in the phone calls. Right. And then obviously the third month, this thing is like full steam ahead. So there is like ramp up like time with all of this too. Right. It's not like I just throw you on the first page of Google in a day or two. Right. Like if that was possible, I wouldn't, you know,
I understand that.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now I'm kind of sitting dead in the water with Angie's anyway. So
yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My recommendation, okay, and here's what I recommend to you, Dan. Okay, I'm going to send this to you. And Matt trying to multitask, but I do it. I'm going to first off send you this video, okay? Now, you're going to have to use a personal Facebook page. But a lot of my clients have figured and they watched this video and did a free.
If it's to get on Marketplace?
Yeah.
You sent me that already.
Okay.
And
I tried that.
Uh-huh. And it told me that I couldn't promote a business on Marketplace.
Did you use a personal Facebook page or did you use a business?
I can only get on Marketplace on my personal page.
Okay. I got you. And it still didn't work?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Some people are able to like backdoor it, right? And then now it sounds like Facebook is now starting to crack down a little bit more where like they're not letting it happen. So it looks like the window has kind of like ran its course. Okay. Well, I'm glad you at least tried. you know?
Yeah.
And that's, again, that's another reason why, like, marketing is so important these days, is because there's, like, no free outlets right now for people and businesses to go to. Like, it used to be, like, kind of Craigslist, but nobody uses Craigslist anymore, right?
Right.
And, like, so it's, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't kind of thing. Like, you have to, like, get some type of marketing going, or otherwise you won't survive in this day and age.
Right.
Have you started, like, calling, like apartment complex, like apartment leasers and, like, managers and stuff like that? Have you tried to call, like, leasing agents and, like, any of those people to, like, just try and say, hey, I'm a local handyman? I would strongly suggest, you know, maybe trying that approach, or going to drop off your business card at some of the, like, the apartment places, so that you can, you know, work your way in there and say, hey, you know, I'm really affordable, I have liability insurance, you know, and maybe you can, you know, work your magic in that sense to, you know, see if you can get some calls that way as well, you know, to help your business.
That is my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm waiting on my license from the state, and they told me around the end of the month I would get it.
Okay.
So I want to have that license in place.
What kind of license? Are you getting a contractor's license, or?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good.
And I don't need one for up to $3,000 on a handyman work.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look flaky by saying, oh, I don't have a license, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's smart of you. Like, I have a lot of guys that have a contractor's license, and then we build them out though for handyman, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would recommend that we do on thin ice construction and handyman. We try to throw that and handyman in your name, just because uh-huh. like if you have that keyword in your name, it's gonna like show people that you're also like really a handyman too. You know, because you know, people, when they're looking for a handyman, Dan, they're looking for a deal, right?
Right.
They know general contractors are more money. The general public knows right. that, right? And why do you think they go to handyman? Because they like, okay, I can get somebody it's kind of like getting a mobile mechanic versus going to
right.
a shop. Like, I have a really good mobile mechanic. I never take my car to the car shop because my mobile mechanic is that good, right? And I get the
right.
deal. Right. So the same thing with being a handyman, right? Like, you know, if we have that, like, we show that to the public, hey, that you're like a handyman, you know, they're going to be like, okay, you know, this guy's going to give me a deal. Right.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to rip me off. And it's just something about it. Right. And so my recommendation, right, and I probably can sneak it in, like, to Google, is to show your name as On Thin Ice Construction, and then we put the and symbol, the word handyman, on it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it makes sense. And maybe what I should do is contact the state and change the name to On Thin Ice Handyman Service.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
because
you have to change your DBA.
Yeah. But
why don't we, I can start right now. At least we can start working on getting things moving while you're working
uh-huh.
on that. Right. And then we'll just change your name to On Thin Ice Handyman.
Right.
Right. And to change your DBA, that's going to be probably like $45. Right. And then
yeah,
you can tell the state that,
not,
hey, look, I want to be On Thin Ice Handyman.
Right.
And
because I don't want my name to go out there different than what will be on the license.
Yeah, totally. And
so,
I think On Thin Ice Handyman is really like, because you're not, look, you're the guy that wants to stay busy, but you don't want to be too busy where it's like, you know, you can't have a life, right? I'm sensing like you're at that age now where you just want to enjoy life, right? And still stay busy, but not be so busy when you were younger. Am I kind of getting that drift?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to have to hire anybody.
Exactly. And sometimes the general contracting jobs, right, can sometimes make you do that.
Right.
And I like the handyman stuff is because you can still get the general contracting type of stuff, right? And you can still get, you know, like bigger jobs, but you also be able to get like that just quick, easy in and out, like type of work too, right? And it helps you, get in there where, like I said, you're more affordable. It's kind of like that, again, the mobile mechanic versus going to the car shop. So that's what the handyman versus the general contractor really relationship is.
Right.
And, it sounds like you like doing the handyman work, you know? General contracting, like, yeah, like the paper leads, you would definitely need a license for those paper leads. And just kind of give you an idea, let's see what the general contracting paper leads are, just because it's kind of interesting to see. General contracting, and then you're an 8. You work a lot in Salt Lake as well?
Yeah, pretty much the whole valley.
Yeah.
That's
you ever been to, I think I asked you this before. You ever been to that restaurant, Tuscany? You ever been
no.
there? Oh, okay. It's a good restaurant over there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, so those leads, wow, they're actually a little bit cheaper. Those leads are $59 right now.
Really?
Yeah. So the difference in the, but you do need the, you either need a B-100,
and
a U.S. state handyman registration or an R-100.
And I'm going for the B-100.
Okay. So, yeah. So once you get the B-100, you can get the general contracting. Okay. But the general, like, let me tell you the difference on the pay-per-leads, what those verticals are, just since we've been on that topic, too. So you can kind of understand. So general contracting, like, you can choose out of this list which ones you want to focus in on, but I'm just going to give you the whole list. Accessory buildings, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, probably something you wouldn't probably want to do, but commercial projects, maybe something you wouldn't want to do. Home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, and roofing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the general contractor portal. Handyman is these. Assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install flooring, install tile, install water fixtures, mount TV, paint indoors, paint outdoors, repair drywall, repair fan, repair flooring, repair water fixtures, replace tile. That's the handyman vertical.
Mm-hmm.
So you see kind of the difference between the two. Right?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, people are still going to call you from like home remodeling and home renovation kind of stuff because when they're looking at a handyman, right? Again, because people know handyman cheaper than a general contractor, right? But a general contractor, right, can get you some of those bigger jobs, you know, right out the gate. And the keywords are cheaper, right, on it. So my theory would be like, okay, before you start changing your name, based upon those two categories, what do you think sounds better for you? Because only you know what type of work you like to do. And you know, and I'm just here to like help guide you.
with what you said as far as the general license, or the general calls, probably that wouldn't be too bad because I wouldn't mind building decks and remodeled bathrooms and kitchens. And
so you want to do general contracting? More.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't.
So what we should start is like you on the, like keep your name the way it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like try to work, like, work on getting you all the keywords that you want to like go for. And then down the road, what we can do is work towards the general contracting, like vertical since number one, it is cheaper per lead. And number mm-hmm. two, it's going to get you like those bigger stuff.
Right.
You know? So I think on thin ice construction, just leave it. Since,
I could add handyman services.
Yeah. On thin ice construction and handyman.
Right.
I think that's probably how you should go with it.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, so I would put your name on Google on thin ice construction and handyman, like put the and symbol and then the word handyman tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
That way it like has it all. And,
right.
Second thing, we need to get a picture of you, Dan, working or standing. Like, do you have a logo yet for your business or not yet?
No, I don't.
Okay. So eventually you should get a logo. Okay. I think we'll mm-hmm. probably create you one, right? Cause, normally we create like some type of logo to put on your business and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So let me see what my team's going to do for you. Okay. Eventually what you need to do is get like, or at least have you like, do me a favor. Go to this website for me real quick. Why don't you go to Pest, P-E-S-T, and then the word Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.com. PestLewis.com. Let me know when you're there.
L-O-U-I-S?
No, L-E-W-I-S. Good question. Maybe I should clarify that. L-E-W-I-S. So pest, P-E-S-T, L-E-W-I-S.com. Let me know when you're there.
Okay.
Okay. You see kind of how they're standing in front of the van?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been really, like, really, really, like, pushing this heavily this year now. Like, yes, getting you in front of Google is half the battle, right? The other half of the battle is making you stand out. So we got to get you 5-star reviews, right? Like, we've already gotten Lewis over 100 5-star reviews with our platform, okay? He's only been with us for 8 months, right? Good client of mine. So my point I'm making is, like, having you 5-star reviews on Google, right? Having you showing up, obviously, that's like the most important thing. But more importantly, putting a picture to the name is super important. Okay. Now, I'm not saying go get a wrap on the side of a van or a truck or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. We got to get a picture of you working though, Dan. Something. Like with some khakis and a nice belt and a polo shirt or something. You know what I mean? Just doing, like, there needs to be like a photo of you working so that we can really build you out. Because, you know, all the guys on the first page of Google, right, they just got a name and a logo, right, and they're not differentiating themselves or standing out, right? Do you want to stand out and you want to, like, help continue to keep taking yourself to the next level, try and figure out a way to get a photo of you working. Have somebody take one, right? You know, figure out a way to get a good just photo of you working. Does that make sense? You tracking with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you get a photo of you working, right, we can put it on your Google page, on your website, right, and we can really brand that photo, right, to kind of put a face to the name. Make sense?
Yeah. I'm looking through my pictures.
What a lot of my guys have, once they get a logo, what they'll do is they'll replicate this Lewis photo. They'll get two magnetic signs, one magnetic sign for their big logo, like on the back where that one guy's standing, and then the door photo, they'll get another magnet sign with their name on it, phone number, and like website address, right, on that sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll take it like that, right? So two magnetic signs will probably cost you, I don't know, $150, $180 for two, right? Are not expensive at all. But like I said, let's first get you built out, and then you can maybe replicate something like this later, right? But this is something I'm really, 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 really telling people, like, I'm stressing this because, again, I always say the inches add up to miles. And these little mm-hmm. details like this, like, really helps you stand out. I mean, this photo is not even that crazy impressive, but it does the trick, right? It does, like, what it needs to do for these guys to keep them, to differentiate themselves from everybody else, right? They got their equipment in their hand, right? You know, they're standing in front of their van. They look legitimate. You know what I mean? It's like it just helps propel their business, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say is, like, look, we got to get something, right, to differentiate you so you stand out, right? And then once we get your, like, Google Business profile established and your website and all that, then on our app, Dan, you're going to be able to start sending, five-star reviews and that sort of thing, right? So, you know, so that you can start getting those five-star reviews on Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like I said, I have a couple of pictures here.
Okay.
That I'm going to send you.
Sure. Perfect. And what you'll do, and too, is when we start onboarding you as well, you'll start getting those mm-hmm. pictures and you'll work with our account manager. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be assigning an account manager to your account. Okay. Cause I have over 1,000 clients now, Dan. I literally, when I said, like, man, I've been so busy, cause I, on my calendar, have at least 10 of my clients that I pre-put in my calendar daily just to check on, just to make sure, like, nothing's falling through the cracks, or if I got to crack the whip on one of my clients, hey, why are you lagging on getting us this or that, you know, or why aren't you answering your phone when the calls are coming in, right? Like, so I check on 10 clients a day. But the reason why I have an account manager for your business mm-hmm. is to make sure that nothing falls, like, through the cracks and, like, the nitty-gritty is being done on the day-to-day, okay? They're going to make sure that my team's getting you placed. They're going to make sure that the ads are being recreated constantly. They're going to make sure that, hey, are we getting more photos from you on a monthly basis? They're going to call you once a month and go over all the progress on the campaign to talk about, okay, here's where we at. This is how many leads we got. You're going to look at it too because you're going to see, you're going to know, right? Here's what we're going to focus on next month. Here's how the tweaks we're going to make, yada, 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 okay? So it's a team effort, as you can tell, on all of our parts to make you successful. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, if you definitely want to send me those, that's great. That's awesome.
I sent you one. And it's probably too far away. I'm texting it to you.
Okay. Perfect.
So this number that you're talking to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
And like I said, it's probably too far away, but
let's see.
I'll look and see what my wife has.
Okay. Yeah, it hasn't come in yet. I'll be looking for it though. Yeah, I think, do you want to just do, on thin ice construction, and do you want me to add the word in handyman on it? I mean, I recommend though we like get the name at least dialed in like on this call because yeah, we could always change it later, but it's better to just start because I like if my team's going to start creating the website and all that stuff, like it's just like we should have the name dialed in. And that's simple for you to add that and handyman part to your name, right? Right. On your license and all that stuff. That would be very simple for you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do, instead of just an handyman.
Okay.
What do you think of an handyman services?
I think it's making it too long.
Okay.
I think on thin ice, handyman and construction, if you want to like kind of change the variation, you can either do on thin ice construction and handyman or on thin ice handyman and construction. I kind of like the on thin ice handyman and construction, to be honest with you. Now that I really look at it, because it kind of flows from a grammatical standpoint.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and on thin ice, do you want that all one word kind of thing, or do you want three separate words on thin ice?
Three separate words.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
And I will work on, see what
you know,
I got to do.
A lot of my guys do too, is they'll do like on thin ice, handyman, and co. C-O. And people kind of fill it in like there, like they finish it off, but it like shortens it up a little bit, you know? Or would you rather it be in construction instead? I know, choices, the power of choice, right?
you're talking about the CEO would be construction?
Yeah, exactly. So CO, and that's it. It stops. So instead of spelling out construction, they'll go CO. Either way, it doesn't matter. That's a long thing. It just shortens up your name a little bit.
I would say in the process of shortening up the name, I would say go with just the abbreviation of construction.
The CO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it'll come up on handyman first, right?
Exactly. Now, do you let me send it to you. Like, I'm gonna text it to you because I want to I don't want to mess it up. So we could do this where I kind of put the handyman and the co together like this. Watch. Let me send this to you. Or we could do on. Here's like another way you can kind of do your name, like with the thingies. Something like this. You can kind of, or do you kind of like, do you want it spaced out? On thin ice. On thin ice. Handyman. And co. Let me know if you like it this way better. Did you get my text?
Yeah.
Okay, I just sent you another one too. Some people would do like this. The nice handyman.
I like the second one better than the first one.
Yeah, me too. Okay, let's just run with that. That looks good. Like I said, if you ever want to, if you like, you think about it, or like in a couple days or something, like, hey Matt, no, I really want to run with like this variation. We can always change it, you know.
Okay, and I'll get a hold of the state and
exactly
get my name changed. hopefully.
Now, you're running your business out of your home address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, obviously, we're not going to show that on Google. We're going to hide it from the public because you don't want people to see your home address. But, right. Obviously, we're going to have to show that to Google. So, what is the address that you're running off of?
8413. Mm-hmm. And it's McGinnis, M, small c, capital G, I-N-N-I-S, Lane.
West Jordan, there it is. Perfect. 8413. McGinnis, there it is. Lane. West Jordan, Utah. 84081. How's the weather out there right now? Is it really snowy right now, like it should be?
Oh, no.
No?
It's 41 degrees.
Yeah.
You're not in Salt Lake, I'm assuming.
No, definitely not. I'm here in Southern California. Yeah.
All right. We come down there every once in a while.
Our office is here in Fountain Valley, and then I live in Huntington Beach. So, So I'm definitely not. But I've been out there a lot. I've been out there a lot. My dad. I told you I know how to play Morro Bay. Yes. So.
Your dad what?
I said my dad. And this guy grew up together. This guy named Mark Eaton. He's a big, tall guy, like 7'4". He played for the Utah Jazz out there. Super.
Oh,
big.
Really?
Yeah. He played with Karl Malone and Mark and John Stockton and those guys. You know, his jersey's hanging up in the arena and whatnot. But he was my dad's best friend, and my grandfather was his Boy Scout troop leader, even. And my dad always tells about the story. And when Mark was alive, Mark died a couple of years ago, unfortunately, he passed away, but all of them went to this place called Long Beach Island. It's a military base, and they had a helicopter pig come in, right? Or like a real pig they helicoptered in, like the military did. Like, I don't know how they got that arranged. I mean, I guess you could do things back in the day, right? And they had this like big, like, you know, pig roast.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, dang, man, you guys' Boy Scout troop was doing it. I was like, man, I wish. Nowadays, you can't do that thing, but it sounded like a lot of fun. Yeah. But I've been out to Salt Lake a lot. I love it out there. I love the food. You guys have really good food. That's one thing you guys do.
You ever been to Morro Bay?
Morro Bay. No, I have not. Not that I know of. Like, when I go to Park City, or I'll go to...
No, Morro Bay, downtown. California.
What's that?
Morro Bay, California.
Morro Bay, California. Where is that? Morro, M-O-R-R-O, right?
Yep.
Yeah, to be honest with you. Where are you at?
It's real close to the San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah. That's way, yeah. That's like in the, it's more like the middle of the state. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Central Coast.
Yeah.
We
I've
go
been
there
to Santa Barbara a bunch.
About
I've
every
been
year.
Solving. I've been all there, but yeah, that's a little more north than what I've been to. Pismo Beach, actually, I've been there. So that's kind of... Yeah. I kind of know where that is, but I've never been exactly there because I've been to Pismo Beach, which is nice.
Yeah.
Why, you been there?
We go there about every year.
Oh, nice. Nice. Why there? Talk to me about that.
It's just a nice little town, nice and relaxed.
Quiet, huh?
My wife's dad retired there. And we just go there to be there. Every year they have a town-wide garage sale.
Wow.
And 2 years in a row we went this year we got to go to the East Coast because our grandson's graduating basic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice.
But, yeah, it's a lot
of fun.
Did you
ever buy anything at the town garage sale?
Excuse me. Yes, we we find a lot of things up there, actually.
Nice. That sounds kind of fun. I'll have to. When is the town yards or the garage sale? Like, when does that go down? Is it during the summertime or is it?
It's in March, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so kind of during the wintertime in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the temperature in Morro Bay stays around 60, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
It never gets any hotter than that.
Even during the summertime?
Nope.
Wow. I'm going to have to check that out, Dan. You just told me Morro Bay, huh? I'll tell my wife, you know? Morro Bay. Okay. I'm writing it down on a sticky note, too.
San Luis Obispo?
Yeah, for sure.
The temperature there is a lot of times 10, 15, 20 degrees hotter than Morro Bay.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, it's like one of those areas that, like, is a hidden gem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah. You ever thought about moving there one day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do, huh? Is it is the real estate expensive there, or is it, like, somewhat kind of affordable?
It's expensive, but you can find something that's affordable.
Like a fixer-upper in that sense.
Yeah. But it's right on Highway 1 where you start going up the coast.
I mean, I'm seeing right now a 3-bed, 1-bath for 962 square feet for $750,000. So, yeah, it's definitely not that, you know, affordable. But, yeah. It's,
no,
you
but
know.
you can get a like a tiny home or a trailer.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah,
like
there's
that.
A tiny home. Yeah, there's some.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're definitely like, yeah, oh, here's one, 1,385 square feet. Oh, but it's a manufactured. Yeah, no.
That even that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. Some of those manufacturers are nice, actually. You know?
Yeah.
And they're easy to work on, too. Especially you being a handyman guy and a guy, you'd be. But, yeah. I bet, like, that's how you retire, huh? Just go to Morro Bay, huh? Is it industrialized, though, over there in the Morro Bay? Like, do they have all, like, the restaurants and, like, all that stuff? Like, you're going to have, like a touristy kind of thing or, like, normal stuff?
No.
Or is it, like, a sleeping town?
It's a sleeping town. Mm. They have some good coast restaurants where you can get some good fish, good seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only real chain that's in Morro Bay would be McDonald's, and that's
it. Well, that's kind of nice, though, you know, like you're kind of away from the hustle and the bustle.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And like I said, it's relaxing going there.
Mm.
And we love it. And if we could retire there, we will.
And the beach is real nice there, too?
Yeah.
Nice. That looks real nice, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing some stuff in there, but yeah, you're right. It's like there's a really nice, I'm like, there's one that's 962 square feet, 3-bed, 1-bath. It's only a 1-bath, but 750,000, you know, but it's like probably right by the water too.
Yeah.
So pound for pound, you're right. You're probably not getting like a bad deal out there because like it is a sleepy town. It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy, like, it's just crazy, like, how you can, like, still find something in California near the water that's still kind of affordable, you know?
And the whales come in. We've seen whales out there, and, it's great.
That's awesome.
Love it going there.
Yeah, I'll have to mention that to my wife sometime to go, maybe down next trip, you know, go check it out. Yeah. I have family in, like, San Francisco areas and stuff and but most of my family is in Orange County, Southern California, so but yeah, that sounds like a very interesting place though. I'll definitely you know, check it out, you know?
Yeah.
And this big garage sale thing that's going to come up, that's, you know, a couple months away. That's not too far out. So,
yeah.
You know, are you going there this year?
No, like I said, no. We got to go to the East Coast. We got to go over to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Our grandson's graduating Army basic camp.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of the kids right now are going into the military right now.
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about that.
Like, it's kind of scary.
It is. But, you know, they do it because they, you know, they get food, housing, income. They don't have to worry about having a real job, you know. Don't get me wrong, that is a job.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
Nothing like the real world, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's like my taxes are paying for you. You know, you to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have intensive strategies and, you know, yeah, you're putting yourself out there, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to set up a security question for your account. You have these three choices: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go ahead and choose?
My mom's maiden name.
Okay, and what's that answer?
Sauer, S-A-U-E-R.
Say that one more time.
S, as in Sam.
Okay.
A-U-E-R.
Okay.
Sauer.
That's what I was, S-A-U-E-R. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and get your paperwork here finished up. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you your invoice as well. Your monthly $299, what do you want to use every month? MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa card.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get this invoice put together for you. So that should go ahead and start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
4259
mm-hmm.
0910
mm-hmm.
0375
mm-hmm.
3315
Okay, let me read this back to you, make sure I got it. 4259 0910 0375 3315
Yeah.
Okay. Expiration on that?
12/29/29
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
165
165 Here we go. Perfect. Okay. All right. So I got to set up another call for you and my team. It's going to be a 45-minute call. Okay, Dan?
Yes.
When do you think you can make that happen?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Let me check my times. I'll tell you what I have around here. Okay, give me... Gonna make sure get you here. Gonna get you that free website too. So that's good. How many jobs do you think you've done like thus far under this name?
That I've done?
Yeah. Or like clients?
Probably 5.
Okay, good. So once we get your Google business profile all established and like solid, then
mm-hmm.
you're going to put all those 5 people into our system, and then the system is going to send these automated text messages to get you those 5-star reviews, right?
Okay.
And then every time you do a job, obviously, the system will obviously help you along the way as well. So you want
mm-hmm.
to make sure we keep getting those reviews, because it's very important, right, to build that
right.
up. And then, like,
well, and I went to 4 of them. already for AngieList to get 5-star reviews. So
yeah, there you go. So the good news now is instead of us, you know, being just a water hose that when you turn it off, it goes away, right? Like we're going to be focusing on where it really matters, and that's Google, right? Because as you know, that's where everybody goes. And that's where it's so important to, you know, be on that page. So give me 1 second, okay? Just taking a look. Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so I got to read this to you real quick.
Okay.
Okay, since I got you on a discounted rate here. I didn't charge you for your website as well, so that's good. So I'm just going to read this to you, and then I'm going to send this in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and just say, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I can just, you know, clarify and rephrase it for you, you know, so you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yep.
Okay, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Okay? To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
On Thin Ice, Handyman, and CEO.
Gotcha. Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Bonner, owner.
Perfect. And obviously you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to text you this phone number. Please make sure you save this phone number as well, Dan, okay? So that when we call you, it's our 877 number, right? Because you're going to, like, my account, like, manager, they usually call from this phone number, right? So it's super important that you save this number in your contacts as well, okay? Because sometimes people like I have a really big drain company, and sometimes like, you know, he doesn't pick up, and it's like, dude, you know, need you to. So make sure you save this number. So please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contact. Obviously, please allow return phone calls, you know, up to 24 hours at any time. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay. You know, obviously you've been provided with a security question to verify it's us calling you and not another company. In hiring Local Splash, though, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And just so you know, and I don't know if you caught this, okay, we do ask a 3-month commitment, right? So first 3 months, right? But then it goes to a month-to-month relationship after that with us. So we don't lock you any like long-term year contract or anything. We do ask though for a 3-month commitment. Okay?
But the 3 months is not paid up front, right?
No, it's paid monthly, $2.99 a month.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Great question. Yeah. That's why, yeah. So it's definitely not like that. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guarantee application, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days upon request?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is January 21st, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 21st day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I know it's pretty self-explanatory, but got to read, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. So you're going to be getting some automated text messages in a moment. So just bear with me. Okay. And then, got a couple more quick things to do. And then I'm checking the calendar tomorrow for your call because you said tomorrow works good. Okay. So what time tomorrow is like a good time for you, would you say? What times do we have?
What times do you have available?
Great question. Let's see. Tomorrow, the only time I have available is going to be, because you're mountain time, so 11 a.m. Yeah. Your time tomorrow. Friday, okay. I have a lot more availability, but 11 a.m. is the only time I have available.
11's fine.
Okay. Let me put you in now before somebody snags it. Give me a second. Boom. Okay. Let me just get this because I know how crazy it gets. Right? Want anybody else to snag Dan the man. All right, here we go. My last guy, his name is Marty, and I always like that I was talking to before you, and he's a client of mine, and I always have to at least every other call I always have to say to him, Marty, great Scots, right? You know, I'm a big Back to the Future guy, so he always laughs, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually ran into Michael J. Fox at one point. We, speaking of California, we were in, is it California? So, yeah. We were in, Yellowstone, right? And National Park, you know? And, my family took me there. I was probably how old was I when we went to Yellowstone? But that's actually, Yellowstone is actually not in California. It's Wyoming. But Yosemite is in California. But I ran into Michael J. Fox, right, when I was, uh-huh, 13 years old with him and his family. Like, he took his family there, right? And I was like, whoa, that was, the most magical moment, right? And so I was telling Marty that story, like probably a week ago. He was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. You know? But I met him, though, when he wasn't, didn't have the Parkinson's. Normal, and stuff, you know. But sucks that it happened to him. Now, my dad has Parkinson's now, too. So my dad's not doing
really?
That yet. Yeah. Yeah. He's, he lost – he's not shaking or anything, but he's, one of his eyes he can't see out of now. My dad was born in 55. So, but, yeah, he's, but my mom, my mom works out every day. My mom's kicking butt. But my dad, you know. He likes to eat, you know. My dad doesn't like to exercise, and, you know, he's retired now, so he just sits around, you know. So I'm like, I guess that that's what happens. I'm like, man, that does not look fun to just retire and sit around, you know. So
yeah.
I'm sure
they've
retired and they
retired.
Just sit around and their health's going to, you know what, because they're not.
Yeah.
You know.
My dad, my mom's dad,
mm-hmm,
retired. He was, mm-hmm, and he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he retired, he just kind of laid down.
Mm-hmm.
And he died not too long after that.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom wouldn't let my dad retire.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good thing. Like my grandfather, my dad's dad, he was an accountant and did like people's taxes and he never stopped. And I think that kind of helped him keep going, you know, in that sense, right?
My dad was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
and
really cool.
That's how I learned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked basically until he was probably late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died at 86. But my...
That's a long time.
Yeah, he did the handyman stuff.
Yeah.
And my mom, she's still alive. She's 91. In fact, today's her birthday.
Wow. It's crazy how women outlive the men. I don't know what it is, because all my grandmothers outlived my grandfathers, right? Uh-huh. And I can totally see my mom's going to outlive my dad. Like, I just see it, right? I hate to say it that way, but just my mom's a goat. Like, she's actually in Thailand right now. My mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She travels so much. My mom just travels. That's all she does. So, but,
Well, my mom's family they have longevity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
she
good.
She had one sister that lived to be 94.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That really is cool. Like, that's a long time. So you got some good genes in you. Like, you might be able to go, you know. It's all about what you eat, too. Like, a lot of, people are eating so much processed and fast food and carbs, you know, and it's like I think the older generation live longer because they were eating a lot less processed food than we are now. People live on McDonald's these days.
The older folks they either grew their own food or
mm-hmm.
Most of them did,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, they eat completely different than we do.
Exactly. They do eat differently, and they would eat more eggs, you know, they would so it's just I don't know, it's just a different time and what we live now and, you know, a lot more people are dying from heart disease because of they're just not, you know. They're not taking care of themselves, but
My mom, she doesn't take any medication for anything. All she takes is vitamins.
And she's how old again? 89?
91.
Okay, that was going to be my second guess. Damn. So she's still kicking, huh? Still good, huh? No problems? No health problems?
No.
No high blood pressure or anything, huh?
Nope.
No diabetes, nothing?
Nope.
Wow. Dude, she's going to...
She doesn't have anything.
Really?
Yeah.
And she gets tested for all that stuff too, huh? All the time?
Uh-huh.
Wow. She might make it to 100.
It's possible. She's still...
She's still able to walk and communicate and talk.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. She made it that long and have no health issues at all. That's incredible. What do you think, how has she made it that long? Does she eat pretty good or, what's kind of been her thing, would you say?
I don't know. I think that she's just kind of too tough to die.
Gotcha.
When my dad died, and he died 6 years ago.
Yeah.
About probably a month after that.
Yeah.
Mom went in and put laminate flooring down in her house.
Okay. Did you help her with that?
She did it.
Oh, she did it.
Yeah.
Like she laid it down herself.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
so
she's 91,
so she was 85 then.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's one wild story. I mean, I can't picture an 85-year-old woman laying flooring. But you know what? She's a horse, man. You know? That's credible.
And a certain path in her yard.
Uh-huh.
And was wearing a path in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Mom went in and cut the grass out, dumped the grass out, and poured concrete.
Wow. When was this? When was that?
That was probably maybe a year or so after she did the flooring.
Okay, so 86.
Yeah, 86, 87, something like that.
Wow. You're insane. That's crazy. Well, you got some good genes in you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear your mom do. Does she still do projects even in her 90s now, or is she kind of slowing down a little bit?
She's kind of slowing down a little bit. She lives with my sister now.
Okay.
But her and my sister have a business together, and.
Mm-hmm.
Mom sews almost all the time.
Sews,
yeah.
Yeah, wow. So she's like a seamstress kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
That is insane. At 91 sewing. How's her vision? Is it pretty good, or does she have to, like, use big glasses kind of thing?
She's got glasses, but they're not big.
Okay.
And she just had a cataract removed. But
okay. Yeah, which is normal, if that's the only thing going on with her, like, and she can still walk, though, right? Like, her hips still work and everything?
Yeah. She can still walk.
Oh, my God. No, does she need, like, a cane or, like, a walker, or is she able to walk normal?
Nope.
Wow. 91 still walking? That's a rare moment, man, to see a 91-year-old, like, without, you know.
Up until she moved in with my sister.
Uh-huh.
She was on bowling leagues. She'd bowl 3 or 4 times a week.
In her 90s?
In her late 80s, yeah.
Mm. So she's been there at your sister's a few years now, sounds like. She's 91.
I think maybe 2 years.
So she could have been 90 still bowling at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. A 90-year-old.
The only reason, like I said, the only reason she quit bowling is because she moved in with my sister.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, what do you want your hours of operation, Dan, to show online as?
8 to 5.
8 to 5. What about Saturday?
8 to 3.
And then obviously we're off on Sunday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday off. Perfect. Okay. Cool. So I got you scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m. That's Mountain Standard Time. Okay. What is your preferred method of communication? Phone, text, or email?
On a regular basis, you mean?
Like if we need to get a hold of you, like if you were to prefer, like would you rather us call you, text you, or email you? Like how what's the best form of communication for you?
I would say probably email.
Okay. Email. No problem. Call tracking. Okay. Let's see here. You never set up a Google business profile, correct? For your business?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't have to go look. Okay. Perfect. Did you ever set up a business Facebook page for the business?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. And it's on Thin Ice Construction?
Construction.
Okay.
Yep.
We can always change the name down the road, too. Hold on, let me find that.
And you ever heard of Nextdoor?
Of course. Come on.
There's one there, too.
Okay. Nice. On Thin Ice Construction Facebook here in West Jordan. Perfect. Let me pull this. There it is, On Thin Ice Construction. Just found it. Okay. Need to put that in there. Okay. You're going to need to give us eventually access to that page. So if you want to change the password on it, when you do give us access, you can. Okay.
All right.
And then we're going to get you a website. We're going to get you the domain name. Do you want to be able to receive payment on your website? Because we can put integration on it, and we can also like allow you to like hook up PayPal to it as well. Would that be something? It doesn't cost you anything, but you know, would you want that?
Yeah, you can set it up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it doesn't do anything. Okay. Did you get some automated text messages, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I need you to go ahead and click on them. There's one that should be like your invoice, and then there's a link.
Which one is it, do you know?
Hold on, let me take
it. Are you just talking about the link or?
Yeah, there's a text message. There's a link that says, please sign your terms and conditions or whatever. It says a copy of your invoices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, click that link. You got to just sign your name. And then it's going to, there's three check boxes you have to be, like, check on. One of them is going to say you consent to electronic communication, that sort of thing. You'll see it's pretty standard. It's 1:40 there, your time right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. So tomorrow, it's going to be 11 a.m. Mountain Time.
Okay, so I signed the first page. Do I have to click on these other links?
Apparently. No, you have to you have to checkbox like that link that you click on, right? It asks you to type your name in, Dan Bonner, right? And then and then there's three checkboxes that you have to do, and then you have to hit like submit or finished on it.
Okay, I see two checkboxes.
Okay, try the two then. Two, huh? Used to be three. Must be updated. Unless we updated it. What?
I said I just got honked at.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. No, there's three. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages. I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer, and I acknowledge that payments are automatically reoccurring. So there's three. At least I'm looking at it on, I'm looking at it on a computer. It just might be because you're on a mobile. It might be you have to scroll down maybe
okay,
a little bit more.
I got it now.
Yeah. So it breaks down everything for you.
Okay.
Perfect. Gonna say, I went back on there. I was like, "Really? It's now two?" I'm like, "Man, since when?"
And now it comes up the username and password.
Yeah,
I don't
so that's gonna
that
be
right
for
now,
your
right?
account. We texted and emailed that for you. My recommendation, Dan, is download the local Slash app. It'll just be LS as the symbol. So when you go into like to download your apps, just type in Localsplash and you'll be able to get that. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right, sir. Well, you are all set up. Okay. I have you scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m. your time. We may run like 10, 15 minutes behind. And then I'm putting in my calendar, too, to get back in touch with you towards, like, maybe the end of February-ish to start talking about just in case, just put something on the calendar, too, for the paper leads and to check in on you as well. So, again, you will be hearing from me throughout the process, and I'll definitely be checking on your account to make sure everything's going to plan and that, you know, you're getting results and all that good stuff, okay?
Yes.
All righty, sir. Well, I'm glad you called me back. I'm glad you put your trust in us. We'll definitely take good care of you, Dan. And then I will be talking to you tomorrow with me and my team. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your day. Okay, Dan?
You too.
Thanks so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.